Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Trini Woodall. How are you, Trini?
I'm great, Robert. Nice to speak to you.
And as many people know, Trini is really an iconic brand media star with her great show, What Not to Wear. And she's a worldwide entrepreneur. She is in London right now because that's where the business is based, but they are fast moving into America and they are building empowering women and people all over the world. So let's just start off. What is Trini London, which is your company you started in 2017 and already has grown to be one of the dramatic growing companies in America?
It is a brand for women who want to feel their best, and it delivers a message of empowerment to women to really challenge themselves on what they would like from themselves and to deliver products that will help them get there. We are currently in the space of beauty, which means we do makeup and skincare. And as the brand grows, what we deliver will widen, but it will always be things that help a woman feel the best she can be and give her messaging, entertainment, and inspiration to get her on that journey, which is not just about product.
So when you say just not about product, it goes so much deeper because you're all about mission. And you are obviously a superstar in the media and everything for years. Talk about the whole mission of what your organization is in deeper depth.
I think the mission stems from my background of Making Over Women around the world. And I used to do the Oprah Show for years and also did Making Over America on TLC. And whichever country I was in, Robert, I would get women feeling what stopped them from moving forward. And I would do a makeover show around the world. I think I took all of that research and I realized it's not just buying a new lipstick. It's how can I feel better that I deserve to do that? Or how can I, you know, just challenge myself to be the best I can be? It is our motto, be your best, dot, dot, dot. And that dot is key because it's every woman's interpretation. We're not in a society now which preaches methods of what you must do. We give you encouragement of all the tools that we could offer you to help you on that journey.
And you're also saying that everyone is completely different, Trini. It's like your message that there are five parts of a woman's body that she doesn't like. One, you know, everyone is one. That's the main one. But it's the same.
Every woman. You know, we are a brand for women or people who identify as women. But every element of when we launched was about how can we feel inclusive to everyone. Inclusivity has been discussed, and thank God, on many levels nowadays. It's a focus in the conversation. But when we started over 5 years ago, the most important thing we felt was no woman would feel I'm not reflected as a potential customer, apart from we are in prestige beauty. We're not in mass market beauty. But everything else, you know, we chose when we launched. Beauty brands generally will have one or two models who will show off for brands. We have 140 women who represent 18 to 83-year-olds, every skin tone, which is every face shape.
And they're non-actors. They're non-professionals also, right?
They're non-professionals. And, you know, coaching non-professionals to take a photograph and to be in videos is challenging. But it's a very overused word, this word, Robert. I cannot bear this word, authenticity. And because we are the epitome of that word, but I find that word is like the best play. I just can't bear to use it because it's been so overused. But, right. You know, I think I grew up in an era where every image was airbrushed, where the personification of what was beauty was very much a 50-year-old woman or a 30-year-old woman would be shown things on a 20-year-old girl. And that was the aspiration. And I found that unbearable because I think it developed for many women that sense they could never be good enough. And that was for me a big barrier to breakthrough of, you know, do the little bit that's going to make you feel better. You know, you don't have to be her. The other thing as well is this continual use of celebrities to do, you know, I am known by people, but I'm not a celebrity, Robert. I'm somebody who's a businesswoman. I've done TV shows. I've written books. But the representation of that Trini London Collective is women who have their own personal story, who don't have the access to, you know, a million Hollywood stylists, et cetera, to get them there. And I think that, you know, women see through that a bit nowadays. They kind of, celebrity will always be around and everything to sell product. But the idea of to see somebody who you know is like you and how much better she looks, or look at what she's saying coming out of her mouth. Those are the words I want to come out of mine.
And so when you did that, it is, I've been trying to get more women CEOs. It's been one of my passion in my 350 articles for Forbes. I've written, actually, I was the one who set the goal. We need 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. Now we're there, and I'm like, that's only 10%. It's, but here is the fact.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you, Robert, I'm going to tell you a dreadful stat. A friend of mine IPO'd a biotech company, and she did an interview with Forbes, an incredibly smart woman called Dr. Alexandra Forbes. She told me the other day that there had only been 17 women who ever IPO'd a company.
Well, it's true, and this is the amazement of it. It's all in raising funds, and the amount from venture that goes to women, it's like 2%. It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's yeah.
So how did you do it? What was the experience you had in raising the fund? Because I know you started from your kitchen table. How did you do it?
Yeah. I started from my kitchen table, and I also started at the end of one career. So my income was not much. I had a very big mortgage on my property. I was living beyond my means because what I had earned is not what I was earning. And I wanted to start a business age 51 when most people were saying, go and get a secure job. I didn't know how to get a bloody job. I haven't been employed for 30 years, all right? I am an entrepreneur by nature. But it was very challenging because I started in England. You can do a small thing called an SEIS scheme, which allows you to raise money, and it's tax efficient for a high income earner to invest in. And I raised £150,000 on that, no, $200,000 then. But from that point, I had then a runway of sort of 8 months to develop the concept. And then I ran out of money. So I thought, what have I got to sell? And I sold my clothes. So that then got me to pre-funding. So then I'm like, okay, go out there. I probably contacted 130 VCs, and I probably saw 50 VCs. And trying to convince people of why it was a good idea was a very difficult time, because it was a time of that blitz scaling. It was a time of Casper Mattress. It was time of, you know, get the new customer. Don't worry about the retention. Don't worry about the LTV over CAC. These things were irrelevant then. And I was coming in saying, I'm going to build over 5 years and get to this. The only basis I gave, evidentially, because I hate finger in the wind, forecasts, was to do a conversion of a percentage of a social media following. I had 120,000 followers. So I said 3% of people will buy. And that's how I built the forecast for 5 years. So they weren't that impressed by the numbers I got to. They were like, they were used to seeing 200 million at the end of that 5 year. And I was showing maybe, I think I was showing 35 million at the end of that 5 year. But I wanted to build it on a foundation of bricks and not quicksand. And I didn't love this sense of, in the modern world of D2C, that people don't realize these have got to at some stage be mature businesses that sustain in long-term growth. So that took a lot of convincing, because the market was thinking about something else. And VCs are like flocks of sheep. They'll go after a concept of what is the parameters by which they should invest. So at the time it was, love the idea, but the concept you're doing of this tech-enabled brand is for millennials. How will it work for middle-aged women?
So what is your website if anyone wants to learn more about you?
TriniLondon.com.
Oh, okay. So actually, if you could give one sentence of advice to women entrepreneurs, what would that be? And then we're going to take a break. You've about 20 seconds.
When you go in the room, remember what the audience is that you're talking to. Because sometimes, as a woman, we want to give the whole picture. But I feel, in my experience, if you're talking to predominantly men, they want chunk-sized pieces they process before they go on to the next.
And there you have it. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about something everyone in retail wants to know, the balance between digital and physical retail. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I-need-it-done-yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's Data Cable Superstars, all one word. .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of commerce and of the world. We're speaking with Trini Woodall, the great entrepreneur who has built this super company. And I'm going to ask you soon about bricks and mortar, but first I want to ask you, what was your biggest transformative moment that you had? You had these different careers, the one where everything clicked and you said, I got it. I know what I'm about.
I think, oddly, when we opened our first retail store, and we opened in Saks in New York, and the night of the opening, we had this queue around the block, and these women came in from all walks of life, from Chicago, some of them had flown in because I was going to be there, and local New Yorkers, and it was the moment to understand that I was in a country that wasn't my country of birth, and these women got what the brand meant to them. And I knew then the opportunity was huge.
That is great. Let's go into the difference in retail, because you have a deep experience in digital, but also you're now doing physical. What's your take on retail?
For me, I wanted to start in digital because the biggest challenge to me was to get a consumer who generally will want to shop in store and to look at all the barriers for her making choices in store and to give her those solutions online. So paradox of choice is a big reason that people go into a store and don't know what to buy. So we did match-to-me personalization on the website. So you put in your skin, hair, and eye, and it tells you what you suit. And this is unique. Nobody has actually even managed to copy it yet because we built a very clever algorithm. But what it did is it enabled women who traditionally would be in store to go online. So we got these women buying online. Retail is very interesting now because D2C, in some articles you read, is D2C dead? D2C is no way dead. D2C is a phenomenal vehicle to acquire customers internationally immediately. But retail and D2C and this concept of omnichannel, which has sort of been around since the beginning of D2C, is where it is. Because when you start a business and you start something that's so special, people will travel a long way mentally and physically to get to you. And as that circle broadens and the dilution of your messaging weakens slightly, then the woman is saying, I want to wait till she comes to me and then I might be interested. So for me, retail is, we're coming to you, honey. You know, we're coming to you still with a proposition. We're still going to personalize for you in store. You still do your match to me in store, but we're going to hold your hand. And many women need their hand held. So
that match to me technology is really a key piece of this whole thing.
It is a key piece because so many women don't know what they suit. They buy yet another product, but don't they go together? Do they suit each other? And it's like when we use Match to Me in store and online and people go down that journey as opposed to not using that journey, the AOV is 30% greater. The retention is higher because they're vested and because you've solved a problem for them. You haven't just sold them a lipstick. And that's the difference.
And that's what you're doing. You're building confidence everywhere. Let's talk about that, how it manifests itself in your culture, because you've quickly built a culture from nothing to a lot of people. So I know, like, when you hire, you know, you hire on passion, not on CV. Talk about your whole culture and what's unique to it, because now you've had the opportunity to do what you really wanted to do.
Yeah. I think culture is... A good culture is the only way that really grows a brand because you have disgruntled people working in a team and you have no connectivity. We have a very good external culture. It's like be smart, be passionate, and have a sense of community. And those are the three elements that we take internally. Last Friday, we had a town hall, and it was the first time since COVID everyone was really together because we do a flexible working in our business. So we had 200 people in the room at Google HQ because they gave us their town hall space, which was great. And seeing those people together and talking about what is our philosophy as a company, what do we stand for, and reiterating those values and seeing the passion of the team is a fantastic. Like we get, when people join, and I love this, the, one of the passion things that we do as a project is anyone who joins, they go and work in the retail thing. It's something we implemented last Christmas. So we had all these guys who do our coding and tech selling products in one of our stores to the consumers, because everyone, wherever they work, needs to understand who is our customer. You know, however much you might work under a pile of numbers or anything, you need to understand who is it that woman we're helping. And you need to have every team member appreciating how much we transform women's lives. So we also have something on Facebook and Instagram called the Trini Tribe. It's an independent community that was started by somebody who kind of followed what we did. And it's now across the world. There's 33 tribes on Facebook channels in 16 territories. And these women are super passionate. We have a team of 8, and all they do is respond to their comments. And we have about 11,000 questions and comments per week, which to scale is challenging. But the value of that team of 8 to feel that those 11,000 comments per week are individually answered and responded to, and that each person counts, is integral. And then internally, how do you make each person count? You know, how do you, we had a lot of questions at the town hall, all right? Classic questions you get, especially in Europe right now, which is, you know, with the recession we're in and with the cost of living crisis, what are you doing for your team? And it's speaking to them honestly with candor and giving them facts. You don't want to give them fluff, and you don't want to not get to the point. And honesty is a great policy when you're building a team.
I love that. And you're taking the concept of authenticity that everyone says that's become a platitude into genuine honesty. So I want to ask you the concept of a challenge. In your whole life, you've had so many challenges. Many you've overcome. I'm guessing a lot you haven't overcome. Tell a story of a challenge you had and what you learned from that.
I'll tell you a business challenge or a personal challenge.
Both. You have about 3 minutes left.
Okay. Business challenge is this. In 99... I loved online. I wanted to start a business, which was a platform for women. There was no e-com at the time. Cable and Wireless gave me 700,000 and I raised 7 million in 6 weeks before the dot-com boom. I grew a business to 60 women over a year and a half, and I had to close it. I hired 2 experienced people. I hadn't formulated my concept before I hired experts in, so I did not have the knowledge to realize I couldn't. You know, I didn't rely on myself enough, and I relied on experts too soon. And when you get given too much money too quickly, you spend it badly. I learned so much from that when I built Trini London afterwards, 20 years later. My biggest personal challenge was when I started Trini London, my daughter's father had committed suicide. I was in a position where I wasn't earning much money, and it was a time when I had real questions from friends saying, is it your responsibility as a mother to go and get a job? Is this not the most irresponsible thing for you to do at this time in your life? And I knew if I didn't do it, I would always regret it. And if I didn't do it, I would compromise the mother I could be for my daughter.
Is that wonderful? Just wonderful. Everyone, I would like to thank you. Trini, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
And everyone, think about this. 2 messages. When you're building a culture, think about passion. Everything is about passion. And 2, you have to rely on yourself and believe in yourself, even when people say, hey, you're not going to be a good mom. Don't do it. Follow that dream.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Rob Price, who is the CEO of School of Rock. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing great, Robert. So such a pleasure to be with you and your viewers and listeners.
Absolutely. And, you know, many of you know we interviewed a few years ago, but that was before the pandemic. A lot has changed. But what everyone's going to hear are there are some tremendous insights on leadership that have helped catapult School of Rock to be one of the most beloved franchisees. We'll even talk about franchising, too. But first, here's the question. What is School of Rock for anyone, and there are not many, who don't know?
Yeah, great. So I'm sure everybody has heard of the movie, but they may not be aware that we predated the movie by quite a long time. So School of Rock is 337 schools of music in 15 countries. And the nature of what we do at our schools is really different than what you all might have experienced and what I experienced when I was growing up learning music with just individual lessons, maybe in somebody's house, or maybe coming to your house. And if you're lucky, doing a recital, usually focusing on classical music. We do the inversion of this, which is that our lessons, our learning methodology is performance-based music education. So we focused on a 2 to 3 hour rehearsal each week, where our students are working in a band, preparing for a real show at a real venue with all of the production quality that real rock and rollers would be experiencing. Now, we give the private lesson along with that each week to make sure that the proficiency and the technique and the music theory comes along with the delivery of that performance experience. But what that does is it not only creates the ability for students to learn music, but to learn to love learning music. And we've got great stickiness, amazing retention, and incredible results in developing musicians. We've got about 65,000 students around the world, and the popularity is exploding.
And you know what? I really think you are the first person who has it right. When I look at how they teach French in school, they're teaching grammar and everything. Instead of saying, hey, kids, you're 6 years old, just create a little play. You teach the right way. I don't know why everyone's missed that, but my kids actually went through this. And they James and Josh absolutely loved that they had the big performance and, you know.
Well, you can definitely identify it as a parent. And I think this will be intuitive to everyone. How did we learn soccer when we were kids, or football, or kickball? How did we learn our native language? Ironically, the way we learn our native language is the best way to learn second languages, and music's a second language. So we don't make our children, before they can start saying dee dee, da da, ma ma, to have to articulate grammar and do talking lessons. And their first opportunity to publicly talk will be a talking recital. That's nonsense. It's a crazy way to think about it. With soccer, you throw your little kids on the field. Sometimes, like my kid, they're throwing the leaves in the air and not understanding which direction the ball is going. But the idea of simultaneously teaching the application of the skill and the joy of the skill and the community of the skill creates much more embedded feedback. So I'm glad you experienced it as a parent, but I think everyone here can identify why that's such a more intuitive way to teach anything that's a second language.
Oh, it's you got it right. I do want to, before I go into more stuff, leadership and all that, I just want to go back to the movie. So a question. So you were founded before the movie. Just give us behind the scenes. When the movie came out, this is before you were CEO, of course, what was the impact?
Well, it's really interesting because the company existed since 1998, this great small business, single unit in Philadelphia, and had grown very organically, had begun the very early stages of franchising, multi-state operation, under the brand name of School of Rock. And then all of a sudden, this film comes out from Paramount with this character, Jack Black, who looks shockingly like the founder of School of Rock. And indeed, it was a real boon, an enormous accelerant to brand awareness. Many companies would kill for such brand awareness. And thankfully, after some energetic conversation between the entities, School of Rock, the school, and School of Rock, the film, and as the movie was being packaged and licensed for conversion into a Broadway musical, there was a good coexistence established with Paramount and the people at Andrew Lloyd Webber's enterprise on how we can continue to coexist in a friendly way. So we're big fans of the movie. We're big fans of the musical. We're excited about its success. And while it's a really different and obviously a fictionalized story of that experience of coming together and being in the band,
it's pretty true, though.
It's really
pretty much
true.
What you're about.
To a large extent, I mean, naturally, Jack Black in the movie doesn't tell the parents he's driving their kids to a rock venue. We would never do that from a safety standpoint. But a lot of the core principles of inclusion, of belonging, of striving, of creative self-expression, and then the joint expression in an ensemble are beautifully depicted in the movie. And we're sometimes just as crazy as Jack Black, a little bit more focused, as you can imagine, on operational discipline, and a lot more focused on child safety.
Now, when you talked about principles, one of the most fascinating things, Rob, is your leadership philosophies and how you built this whole culture. And it goes through all the franchisees, even though they're not wholly owned because they're franchisees. Let's talk about one, like you say, be the roadie, not the rock star. Where did that come from? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think that it's not a really an original idea. That the idea of servant leadership is a very, very fundamental principle, whether you're talking about Jim Collins or you're talking about some of the earliest thinkers, the earliest academic evaluation of what constitutes effective leadership. In our world, we think it's important to take it one step further. The difference between a rock star and a roadie is that the roadie is the first to come and the last to leave, as Jackson Browne says in The Loadout. The roadie is behind the scenes. The roadie is proficient with all the details. It's not just, kind of there as a producer or an agent or a manager, but is there to make sure that the functioning of the enterprise is flawless and is there to make sure that the rock star gets the credit. The rock stars in our world are our students, our staff members, and our franchisees. So we want all of our team members to be constantly identifying, visualizing that we're the folks with the radios and the headsets and the black shirts fading into the side, fading into the back, without whom the show would not happen. But the reality is we want the audience, the community, the broader world to really be focused on our students and our staff members and our franchisees. We think that's an even more poignant way to articulate it. It happens to be a great entendre with our business, because we're in the music business. But I think there's something more potent about expressing it in that way than just saying we're servant leaders.
I love it. And you should write a book, because there are so many of these great insights that you have. But as for right now, we're about to take a commercial break. And one question I have, anyone who's interested in a franchise, and there's a lot of CEOs, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, who have kids who would probably love more than nothing to be running a School of Rock, what is the website that they could go to?
Yeah, so just go to schoolofrock.com, and we have a franchising page that has all the information about the dimensions of your background, which would be ideal, and helps you match if it's something that you're passionate about. We require that you love music and that you are passionate about child development and even adult development, because we do have adult students as well. So if you really want to help kind of in a very tangible way make the world more harmonious, we're a great franchise to be involved with.
We're about to take a break now. When we come back with Rob Price, we're going to talk more about leadership, more about franchising. Back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. And we're speaking with Rob Price, who is the CEO of School of Rock. This is internationally, actually. You were talking about the franchise experience. I know one of your rules is even never disparage a franchisee, public or private. So you have this deep care. They're like your family. You're going to protect them. Just talk through a little bit for CEOs listening in what it's like, the experience, if they know someone like their kids, to be a franchisee.
It's such an important core element of our culture, and I think it applies to every environment that has community as its core. And, you know, in academia or in multi-unit operations and hospitality, one of the ways that we typically deal with the pressures of in the intensity of the customer service, either internal customers or external customers, is we're prone to disrespect, to despise, to despair, to disparage our customers. It sometimes starts in good fun, and then sometimes it erodes into a very dark place. And I think there's a certain tribalism to that. Maybe it's part of the human nature. It was very clear when our management team assembled 6 years ago, and we were looking at where was there an opportunity for develop, is that our franchisees sensed that. And that didn't surprise me, because many franchisees sense that. They feel as if the franchisor considers them a partner up until the point they write the check. And then they consider them an employee or a mechanism or an organism to generate energy for the franchisor. It's a terrible way to build a 100-year brand, which is what our aspiration is. So we made as a strict rule, perhaps our strictest rule about how we conduct ourselves from a community standards standpoint, is no disparagement of our franchisees. And that can mean in just a one-on-one meeting between two franchisor team members, or in a public setting, or in a board meeting, a management meeting. You can say they're energetic. You can say that they're passionate. You can say that they have deep conviction about a given issue. But it's a job decision at School of Rock to say something disparaging about a franchisee. Rather, what we do is, if we've got something that we're unhappy with in the franchisee, and we think they're being unreasonable, there is only one person to tell that to, and that's the franchisee. And to have the courage and the respect to have that conversation directly and not take the easy way out by talking to everybody about it except the one person who's entitled to that feedback. And we made that promise very early on in the six-year journey of this management team, and it has set the basis for a really healthy relationship, because we honor it. We are absolutely religious about adhering to those principles. When I joined the company, we had 20 corporate schools. We now have 46 corporate schools. We have bought corporate schools. We have decided to put our money where our mouth is. And in a very real way, we need to make sure that the unit economics of each school is compelling, not just we're going to harvest this royalty off the top from our franchises. The other thing that I would say is really critical is we speak as much about profitability at the individual school level as top line. It's a notorious phenomenon in franchising, since the royalty is the economics of the business. That is calculated on the top line, but you really don't participate in the bottom line of your franchisee operations. You have to talk about it. It has to be present. There has to be conversations about it. And I would say that one of the things I'm proudest about is that all of our team members understand the P&L of a given unit and understand that we're optimizing for the success of wealth building for our franchisees, not just top line building.
Okay, I'm going to have one more question for you. Obviously, you have just great insights. You were CMO at CVS. Actually, I interviewed Karen Lynch, the CEO, yesterday, of all things, and president at Edible Arrangements. So you have a very deep corporate understanding. So the final question to you, Rob, is what is your vision for School of Rock? Because you just said a few moments ago you want to grow slowly. That's usually not what people say for their vision. Talk through your vision.
Yeah, I think that we want to grow deliberately. So it's not so much that we want to go slowly in aggregate. We actually want to grow really fast, but with the fewest number of incremental schools to accomplish those ambitious objectives. We've had sort of an unrelenting string of, at this point, well over 2 years of double-digit growth on the comp basis. So we don't want to grow slowly in aggregate sales or profitability. We want to grow in a disciplined way. So my overall ambition, it's a pretty simple one, is that we want 100% of the world who is getting the benefit of this really differentiated experience of performance-based music education. We want to be as strong in omni-channel outside our four walls as we are today. That's a way for it to happen. We have an ambition to extend the nature of our relationship. We have a remarkable net promoter score, 86 with our customers.
Wow.
Stratospheric. So what we want to do is extend that relationship. And when they're 18 years old, we want to stay in touch with our students. So alumni relationships, artist development, even, you know, A&R potentially helping launch artists to a greater extent. So ultimately, maybe the best way to punchline it is that we want to be the largest community of creators in the world. And we're well on our way.
And there you have it. One more time, your website.
www.schoolofrock.com. Join us as a student. Join us as a franchisee. And worst case, join us as an audience member in one of the 25,000 shows that our students are doing this year.
And there you have it. Rob, congratulations to you on running an incredible organization, truly remarkable, and on giving something to the world that the world really needs. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Nice to see you.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.